to four.
Organization.
Stepping up the big. That's it.
It's Saturday afternoon, and that means one thing. KDCL Media is on the air, which is KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world. And we're here to bring you another edition of Saturday Free For All, where we talk about just about anything on the subject line. Anybody decides to come in the chat room, hang out with us there over at KDCL on Blog Talk Radio, you can check it out that way. You can also dial in at 515-602-9763. Now, if you come over and join us in the chat room, you also have a little icon that says Skype. You can join us on the Twitch board using Skype or your telephone. So be sure and do that. Check us out, www.blogtalkradio.com/KDCL Media.
Pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world.
There's Miss Paula over there.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And there's only one missing from the tribe, but he said he'd be a little bit late because he's got a surprise for us. So Leroy will appear when Leroy's ready.
Hopefully he won't be ready for an hour and a half.
This is true. So, what goes on Saturday Free For All, Miss Paula?
Well, like the name says, it's a free for all. We talk about anything and everything, and usually we talk about what's going on with us, what we're doing, how all the little pies we have our fingers in, so on and so forth.
Everything working just the way it should be, and another really cool thing, which will be happening more as we build our audience up, is when there's someone in the chat room or on the telephone on the switchboard, we encourage people to join in and bring up topics. We let the guest pick the topics on Saturday on this particular show. So for now, it's just me and Miss Paula. Like I said at the beginning, if you want to join us, it's really easy. But on with the show.
Oh, yeah. We have several different topics we're going to carry on this afternoon, take up this afternoon. It's a semi-nice Saturday here. It's rained a little bit this morning, but it's kind of dry and humid right now. Looks like it could rain some any time, but we've had a pretty good day. It's a summer solstice. There's a lunar eclipse going on the other side of the world. We won't be able to see it here, but if you're in Africa or places east of that, you'll probably be able to get a good view of the lunar eclipse. We're also with a new moon. So this is a good time of year.
There's a solar eclipse, too, going on over Africa and China.
Well, that's what I meant, solar eclipse. I said lunar,
yep.
Sorry.
Yeah. And it sounds like Leroy just showed up in the parking lot, got in his parking space there. So he'll be up here just any time with his big surprise he's supposed to have.
I don't like his surprises.
No. It could be hazardous to your health, actually.
Mostly it's hazardous to his, but... but, yeah. But anyway, on this bright solstice afternoon, put forth all of your energy toward what you want to accomplish through the rest of the year. If you're capable of it, have a little bonfire outside or a campfire or a candle if you can't. And just send those thoughts out to the universe of what it is that you want to accomplish for the rest of the year. Okay.
Hey, that's the perfect background music for what you were talking about.
Yeah. And
also,
another topic of conversation would be O&P's Finders Keepers, our online, in-house thrift store, secondhand store. We've sent a lot of products out the door this week, and we look forward to sending a lot of products out the door continuously. And it was a very good week for O&P's Finders Keepers. You can find us.
We had to share a little bit about what went out the door because it's actually pretty cool. You know, we had when we first started this little deal. There went my headset again. When we first started this little deal. We were doing abandoned storage unit auctions online. It's kind of like that show. Storage Wars, but the difference is on the show they have to be there in person to do it. Turns out there's a dozen different websites on the internet now where you can actually bid online, and then if you win, you have 72 hours to go and pick up the stuff. There's a couple of catches though. One thing is you have to be able to remove every single item and make it cleaner than it would be for somebody to rent. Which means you have to take all the trash too. None of the storage places have dumpsters for a reason. They fill up really quick at a storage house. And we got into that back in, what was it, March?
March of 19.
February to March or something was the first time I found them, yeah. And I've always liked the show, but then they had all the big problems with it. They said they were stacking lockers. They were, you know, salting lockers with good stuff. There was the big fights and the lawsuits and all that. But I still like to tune into it. You can find it, I think, on Netflix or Amazon, I believe it is. And I tune in once in a while on there just to watch some of the old shows that are pretty good. But it's really cool because now there's a lot more people that are out there doing it. They're out there looking and finding really cool stuff because you got to think about it. Just to give you an example, one of the units we did, the stuff had been put in the unit in the early 90s, like 92, 93, and it had been in this unit, it was actually three units altogether. It was a big family. And this stuff had been in these units since then, untouched. And the grandkids of the people that the stuff belonged to, which were already dead and gone, decided they didn't want it. That's it. We're not going to pay. You know, they probably had about 6 or 7 months worth of bill that they had to pay. And they said, hey, we're not going to do it. Just go ahead and auction it off. Well, what they didn't realize was the quality of the material in these three units. To give you an example, there was a lady that we met that won the one across the way from us that was with the same family, and she found a jewelry box that was worth over $15,000 by the time they got done figuring it out, probably even more. We found lots of stuff worth lots of money. We've had a unit where, a different unit where we opened it up, and all there was about 8 or 10, paper ring boxes, paper boxes.
Yeah, banker's boxes.
Banker boxes. And there were 8 or 10 of them. And when we got done getting them opened up and looking, we ended up with about $15,000 worth of China, silver, and crystal. And that's what Miss Paula's talking about right now when she says we had a really good week, because it turns out this crystal and this China and the silver and stuff, people are marketing it online one or two pieces at a time instead of full sets. There's collectors out there that need certain pieces, you know, a glass gets broke, a saucer gets broke, whatever, and they're looking for just one or two. And that's what we're specializing in, and in hopes that we can eventually find good homes for all of it, because we have no use for any fine china, silver, or crystal at all. Except maybe, I think I'm going to keep at least one of the champagne flutes with the gold rim around it. What do you think?
Well, we don't have the flutes. We have the goblets, the champagne goblets.
Yeah, the big goblets, yeah.
And the mint and tiffin Franciscan 22-karat gold-rimmed hand-blown crystal made in Tiffin, Ohio.
I thought maybe a bunch of my gold miner friends would be jumping on it because, you know, it is 22-karat gold, and I guess if you really wanted to, you could melt it down. And don't give me any ideas. I know people would probably do that.
Yeah, that's
bust up $8,000 worth of crystal to get $200 worth of gold.
I have met people that would probably do that.
Oh yeah, because the gold's more important. Hey, I might do it. You never know.
No, actually, the glasses are worth more intact than they are for just the gold. But
yeah, Leroy's target practicing every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find a lot of our stuff listed over on eBay, ebay.com/USR/ONP's Finders Keepers. Or just go over to Facebook.
Oh, shitty, Brady's horse.
To the group or the page for ONP's Finders Keepers. We're always listing things over there and showing pictures of some of the books that I don't have listed yet. I have to convince Oro to let loose of them.
Well, we got to do, actually, I got that group on Facebook. Is that what you're talking about? Oro's Library?
Yeah.
We need to get that stocked up. We don't have much in there yet. Although we do have lots of stuff to share when it comes to old books. And this is one of the things that we really want to be finding good homes for, because one of the things that was in that Winchester unit, where there was three units, the grandfather was a collector of old and valuable books. To give you an example, the oldest book in the collection I found was from 1808, and it was done on hemp paper with a leather cover, and it's in the same condition as if it was, say, from the 1950s.
Yeah, it's in beautiful condition. The cover, the pages. I mean, yes, they're have that yellowing to them that you come in with age.
Yeah, but the hemp yellows perfectly. It's not like the bleach paper. Bleach paper eventually goes to dust, but hemp paper keeps its fiber probably for a lot longer. And you can sit and turn the pages and read it without worrying about damaging the pages, and it's a
Well,
it's
the pages
112 years old.
The pages are nice and heavy and stiff. They're not like the pages today that are like tissue paper.
Oh, wait a minute. No, 212 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said 112. It's like, wait a minute, it's not 1908 or 1920. It's 2020. 212 years old. I hope I look that good when I'm pushing 100. This guy obviously bought fine books that he researched and figured out that they were in great shape, because we have, I would guess, somewhere around 50 to 60 books that are from the 1800s that are in just as good a shape, including a full Punkin Wagnalls encyclopedia set from 1889 that is like brand new.
I thought those were from the 1939.
We have one set from 39. We have the older set from No, it's either 89 or 1889 or 1899. I'm not sure which.
Well,
but
I don't know. You've got them all, excuse me, all stashed back there in the bedroom where I can't get them to put them online to sell them. You're becoming a hoarder.
Well, there's plenty out here to get to sell. Plus, we got this 5,000 LP. You know, we can be, hopefully we can find some people out there listening to the show that really love their old LPs, because we have 5,000 is an exaggeration, actually. It's more like 500, but it's a lot of LPs, and it's from pretty much every genre that you can imagine. Everything from country, western, hard rock, easy listening, classical, Christmas music. I believe there's even an opera or two.
Show tunes.
I mean, it's loaded up with every single genre you can think of. And yes, we will take a single price for the full collection if somebody's interested. But no, we don't know exactly what's in it because we don't have an inventory of it yet.
Well, we have kind of an idea, but we have to get them out of that box, and you've got stuff piled on top of the box.
Well, and there's like stuff like we've got probably a dozen Elvis albums that if you put those all together, they're going to be worth a pretty good chunk of money. We've got an Elvis book that goes along with one of the albums. We've got, old rock and roll. I've got, like, my old LPs are in the collection to sell, so I know some of what's in there. To give you an example, Nazareth Hair of the Dog. That's their first album. It's in pristine condition. ZZ Top Fandango, their first album. Well, not their first album, but their first big hit album. And the list goes on and on. Rolling Stones, Black and Blue, So those are just ones that are out of my collection that I know that I can name off. So, but the full collection altogether, we had a unit that had this cedar chest in it. And if you can picture your average size cedar chest, about 4.5, 5 feet long, a couple of feet high and a couple of feet wide and a couple of feet deep, you can picture that completely full of LPs, probably about 400 to 450 albums in there. Then we also have a tub, and so I'll give you an idea, a visual of how big the collection is.
Oh yeah, and they range in price from $2 all the way up to $500, I think. We've got.
Most expensive one is a $500 Elvis album.
Yeah. So.
Did we sell most Star Wars?
No, we only sold one. Yeah, we only sold one Star Wars. I had when Star Wars first came out, I had the soundtracks with the posters and everything. We sold one of them. We still have one of them, and we also had the big Chicago collection, which we've sold that one too. So there was there's still some really good albums in there to go that are classics, and hopefully I can get those dug out and get them on the site. And like I said, if I can talk Oro into letting go of some of these books, right.
Yeah, they're all for sale. Cause like I said, there's going to come a time somewhere in the near future where if it doesn't fit anything we have that doesn't fit in that 38-foot motorhome and a 22-foot trailer, we don't own it. And you're looking at about two households full of stuff here that need to be sold before that happens. So come and get it.
Yeah, but just any time I talk about listing those books, I know how you sound. Oh, well, you're not ready to let go of them yet.
Well, I can't wait for Leo's leap there.
Smart Alec.
I think Leroy wants to do the news. Did you give him a script for the news?
I did not.
That's good, because we don't have any news scripts. We don't do news here. Not sure what planet he's on. But.
We do. We just don't do current events. We do different kind of news.
That's right. But, yeah, it's It's a lot of fun. Right now we're figuring out a way to situate the front yard so that we can have either like a big canvas tent or possibly a building, one of those kind of buildings you just bring in and slide off the truck and put it on the ground. Or I'm thinking about the possibility of totally rearranging the front yard and making it where we can change the location of where the big bug, the RV, is, and make it so that we can sell out of it and have it parked in the front yard instead of the side yard. So we're working on that. For anybody that might be listening to this in archive that that is local around the area, be sure and drive by once in a while down 219 past Wayne's Water and Wells or up past Mayu and Road. You'll see us here where the big RV sits. And we'll be putting out a table here. There's also a chance that we're going to do what we started to do last year and actually worked out pretty nice, which is a storage store where we're going to set up a table up at the storage unit. Plenty of stuff up there too.
Yeah, I don't even remember what's up there besides a lot of furniture.
You ain't been up there for a while.
Well, I can't get to the back of it.
See, that's how long it's been since you've been there. I've got a path that's probably big enough that you could now.
Okay.
But we have those two big meat cutting tables. I got to get at least one of them taken apart and probably end up selling it because it's just too big and heavy for us to do anything with.
They're department store storage, or they're department stores display tables. Like they came out of the bonfire.
And then they got stainless steel frames, and they got the masonite that's on them must be 4 inches thick on each shelf in the top.
They're brutes.
When you got them all together, it takes 4 people to pick them up off the floor. You got to have a fairly strong person, one on each corner, to pick them up.
Yeah, wherever you put them together, that's where they're going to stay.
2 people, one on either end, you'll barely budget. You might be able to slide it, but you're not going to clear the floor with it. So that's a project I got to get done, and we're going to get set up there also with the store. And we're going to keep pushing it online. I mean, we got the 3D Cart Market store. We got the eBay site. We got Macari. We got all them other places you're on, ThredUp, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, Poshmark, we're all over the place. Yeah, every once in a while something will pop up on Poshmark or Macari that I've forgotten that I even put.
Do you have a link anywhere where somebody can see all the places we are on one page, maybe? Like a link page on OMP's Finders Keepers site.
No, I don't, because I have everything's on every place. So if you buy it one place, it disappears on another place.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, what it might be nice is somebody can go straight to OMPsFindersKeepers.com and Weebly.com, I guess it is still, and be able to go to a link page and click it and go, say, to Macari or eBay or anywhere else where our stuff is, and go to our page on that. Something for your to-do list.
Yeah, we've still got stuff even on Facebook Marketplace that I forget about.
Well, the good news there is if you don't bump it, it just pretty much disappears in the chaos.
Well, actually, they've changed it around, and you don't have to do the bump so much anymore.
Well, that's what I thought. They had it where it kind of works out where you don't have to bump it. But, about got a half a show done already. That's hard to believe. Leroy, be careful with that damn gun now. There he goes again.
You better be careful. Guns are very unpolitically incorrect or politically incorrect.
Well, I know why he's here, so we might as well get it over with. He wants to hear his song. And since it's Saturday free-for-all, I think it's probably fairly fitting. What do you think?
Okay.
If I can find it. Do-do-do-do-do. You could be talking there. Do-do-do-do-do. When I go do-do-do-do, that's your cue to talk.
Oh, I thought that was the Wicked Witch of the...
No, it's not. No, we wasn't doing that one. No.
I can't remember that old woman's name on the bicycle. Miss whatever her
Miss
name
Crumb,
was.
Miss Crumb, wasn't it?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it. She turned into the Wicked Witch of the West, though.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get here at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to dedicate this one to Leroy just because he asked for it. We'll be right back.
Well, in that case, he gives us one more to do. In that case, we got to... We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling!
You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Okay. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my face. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling.
Come to an end there pretty quick. Didn't even give me a chance to hit the mute button. It's KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world. I'm Royal Cass, across the room as usual, Miss Paula Cass, and we're here bringing you another version of Saturday Free For All and Then Some.
Yeah.
Oh, you had trouble with your mute button too, huh?
Well, I got up this morning and I was actually felt pretty good for a change. I won't say I was entirely pain free, but I was let's call it 85% pain free. So I was actually having a good day when I got up and laid down, went in, took a shower, and when I come out of the shower, I was having some trouble with my arm, my right arm. I had my shoulder replaced, and I haven't had a lick of trouble with it, you know, since my surgery. But come out of the shower, dried off, got dressed, and was starting to get something for lunch, and went to raise my arm when I put my shirt on, and it was like somebody sticking needles in my bicep muscle. And I hadn't done anything. I mean, I just come out of a nice warm shower and, you know, everything was pretty loosened up. And I thought, well, now why in the world is this, you know, shoulder cramping up? So I come out of the bedroom and rolled up my sleeve, grabbed my tube of Renew 28 and put some on it. And pain started to dissipate a little bit, but it, you know, I still couldn't lift it. I, you know, couldn't reach with it. So waited five minutes, put some more on, and it took probably about 15 or 20 minutes. That's the longest it's ever taken the Renew to work. So the muscles must have been knotted up pretty good for some reason.
Sounds like it might have been some nerve action going on there.
And well, that could very well be because it's coming back again, and I'm going to have to.
That's stuff that's probably growing back in place since you got your shoulder done.
Well, that could be true because they did my bicep too.
I know you're a firm believer. Go ahead.
And now I'm going to have to find that tube of Renew again and put some more on. But
well, we got quite a few tubes sitting around, so not a problem there.
But that's lasted from 11 o'clock this morning till now, so 3:30. So that's doing pretty good. But I'm going to have to find that here directly.
4.5 hours. Yeah, that's excellent. And it does the same thing on my little toe. You know, when I was struck by lightning back in 2001, the lightning decided to leave my body in my left foot because it was the damp side. The right foot was dry because of the way I was hanging up under the tent or the canopy. And the lightning decided to disappear out of my left foot through my little toe and my big toe. And it burned a hole to the bone. And to this day, I've got some kind of a callus or growth build up in there, calcium and everything else. And it's kind of like a freaky looking toenail looking thing. And it burns and stings pretty much all the time, kind of like a headache. And then when I bump it, it's like it'll make you sit down and think about whether or not you want to cry or not. That's how much it hurts. And I put the Renew 28 on that. And I do, like they said, it's actually the best way to do it is you put an application on, you wait 3 minutes, you put another application on, and you wait 3 more minutes and put a third application on. By the time you put that third application on, it's working 100% and the pain is gone. It's amazing. I do the same thing with my lower back. My lumbar gets all knotted up and the nerves, and it's all nerve pain. It's not muscle pain. Okay. Which means your bend gaze and your all that kind of stuff doesn't work. The only thing that works for that is narcotics and this little thing I got called TIMS, which is where I get to shock myself to get over it, you know. So that's not very pleasant. The narcotics are definitely not pleasant. I'd like to figure out a way to eliminate them. And matter of fact, I think I do have a way called ASEA. But we're jumping ahead just a little bit because I wanted to get into this segment with I've talked a lot about me and my head and what happened as far as our network marketing experience that dates back to 1991, but we haven't really heard a lot from Miss Paula.
Well, that's because my experiences and my attitude toward network marketing is not the best. I am not. I'm a big fan of the product.
Wait a minute, I didn't mean was.
Was, yeah. Well, sometimes I'm still not, but was.
I didn't slip there.
Yeah. I mean, the product. There's a lot of products out there that, yeah, I'm really interested in and would, you know, love to get involved with if it weren't for the network marketing aspect of it. And because I'm not a salesperson, not in any way, shape, or form. You know, if somebody comes up and says, here, I want to buy this, I'm great. Sure, it's, you know, X number of dollars. Give me X number of dollars and you can have it. But bartering, negotiating, selling, it's not me, because I'm somebody that says, okay, here's a product. I did my research. It's a really good product, and I really like it, and I'm going to buy it. And I, for some reason, think that's how everybody should be. You see something, you do your research, your due diligence, and you say, yeah, I'm going to get involved with this because I love the products, and I can do, they have a great compensation plan, and I'm going to do that. And now me, I'm just somebody who would buy the products, and with the company we're with now, we can do that. We can just buy the products and not have to fool with the marketing.
Well, there was a few in the past where we had that option, but they didn't have any way to get them the product. If you didn't want to be a distributor and work the marketing plan, they didn't want to give them to you other than retail. You could buy the products at retail, or you could be a distributor. What's different here with the SIA, and I love it, the fact, because there are a lot of people that don't want to do the marketing. Most people that hear about it probably aren't interested in the marketing, at least at first. So what ASEA did is that they made it where if you give out a credit card number, perfectly secure site, and set up a monthly order of product, you get it at wholesale price, called preferred customer. And that is something, I thought that was the greatest thing since crust on white bread when we heard about that. But they topped themselves with this special that they have going on, and we're going to talk about that right before the end of the show.
But as I said, I'm somebody who would be a preferred customer if somebody introduced this to me, because I, like I said, I'm not a salesperson, never claimed to be a salesperson, and probably will never be a salesperson. Now, I can sit and have a conversation with somebody about how, like the Renew 28 I was talking about, you know, I was having muscle spasms, you know, applied it twice in 10 minutes, and, you know, the muscle spasms went away till just a few minutes ago, and they've given me some respite here and to give me a chance to get through this radio show before I have to run for my tube. Well, walk. I don't run anywhere for my tube of Renew.
I'm changed when you get your hip. I get you running everywhere.
Yeah. Well, one new hip later. But, you know, I can sit and have a conversation with somebody, and, you know, if they're interested, I'll, you know, give them a business card and say, here, check this out. But I'm not going to, I have always hated doing cold calls on the phone and things like that. So, network marketing was never a thing for me for those very reasons. I don't know if I'm just not that social or what, but I'm just not that person. And it was one of the things that I never cared about for MLM or network marketing was the rah-rah, everything about the selling, you know, gotta sell. And yeah, I understand with sales companies, that's the whole idea is you gotta sell.
Right. Well, there's two ways to look at network marketing, and people, I think, are in two different schools. People that look at it from the standpoint of I don't want to market. I don't want, like you just said, I don't want to do cold calls. I don't want to do all of this. But if you think about it, a lot of that is old school. A lot of what we have today, you could actually market a product without any contact at all on the phone. You know, you can eliminate the phone if you're good enough with text messages and all, you know, some of the other different technology we have to use. You know, we got video rooms now. Facebook even come up with the room where people can get in and get do Facebook Messenger with a room and video and stuff. So I think today there's probably less people in that class that are saying, oh, I don't want to market because I don't want to have to call people and talk to people I don't know and so on. So, but then there's another class of people that, not class, I guess that's the wrong word. There's another group of people that look at network marketing like I do, which is the basis of network marketing is to duplicate what you do so that you can help other people be successful. That's the part that people have a hard time with. There's a learning curve. It's work. I mean, you actually have to show up for work every day to do this. If you're somebody that only has a couple hours a day to do it, it'll still work, but it just means it'll take longer to do it. People like myself and Miss Paula, we have all day, every day, 7 days a week. You know, the negative is we're on fixed income. The positive is we're able to sit here and run a home-based business. Actually, three different home-based businesses, if you count Oil Expeditions and OMP's Finders Keepers. We're able to do that here from home. And to me, that's a plus because it means that we're able to share products like ASEA's products with even more people and be able to get the word out even more. And it's funny, you talked about a business card there a little bit ago. We just came into possession of what's called digital business cards, and they're really cool. They really are. And they're really inexpensive considering what they do and what the information on them. And talking about information, that's something I want to get into now while we still have a little bit of time here, working about 17 minutes. This particular part of the show, I want to take the time to explain a little bit about the science behind the products. What is Redox? What is this magical signaling cells that we keep talking about? We have a page that's open to the public. It's called, you can find it at aseascience.com. You can go there and check it out for yourself. That's where I'm getting the information that I'm going to share here. So, first off, I want to read this one little blip here that they posted in November of 19. And I want to dedicate the rest of this particular part of the show to my buddy Jamie. I hope you're listening, Jamie. This starts off, what are your cells telling you? Cell signaling in your body plays a key role in regulating gene expression. We're not talking eye color here. Your genes do much more than dictate physical characteristics. Genes give life-sustaining instructions to cells, and cells carry out those instructions to keep you alive and healthy. As we age, cell communication breaks down. The signal weakens, and gene expression can be disrupted. Regulating gene activity with redox signaling molecules keeps cellular communication strong. ASEA Redox cell signaling supplement affects health at the genetic level. It is the only redox supplement certified to contain active redox signaling molecules. ASEA Redox can positively affect gene expression throughout the body, helping protect, rejuvenate, and keep cells functioning at their optimal levels. What a little tidbit of information do you have on that particular subject? Leroy's got over there in the corner.
The supplement the stuff that's in the supplements is cell signaling, is something that's already in your body. So you're not putting anything foreign in your body.
Right.
Like
signaling
like,
cells are being produced by the trillions in every human body on the planet. Actually, every probably every mammal on the planet, because it works for pets too.
Well, if you live, you have cell signaling. If something lives, it has cell signaling going on. When we're younger, of course, we have more. There's more signaling going on. The cells are doing what they're supposed to. But as we get older, they slow down. They stop talking to each other. And that's when things start breaking down in your body.
Right.
You know, the arthritis and the bursitis and muscle aches and pains.
Different organs going bad, becoming disease-ridden. You know, that's what causes disease in your organs, is the fact that they get unhealthy and weak. And then the immune system can't take care of them, and it could be cancer, it could be kidney disease, it could be liver disease, all these different types of disease we get in our organs. And, you know, that's something that is the perfect example of how the signaling cells slow down as we get older. Another perfect example, look at your skin. As you get older, it gets more wrinkles. That's your skin cells communicating less. They're not talking to each other as much. And just a little tidbit of cool information. The reason we call it Renew 28 is because our skin cells totally 100% replenish themselves every 28 days on average. That's where they got the 28 from. So, but the more important document I want to share here, and it's a little bit longer. I hope I have enough time here. What do we got? 13 minutes? Yeah, I think I can pull it off. It's called the Scientific Validation for ASEA Products. This was posted in November 22nd of 19 on the science page. From the inception of the company, it's been a high priority for ASEA to put resources and attention on research and science. We know what the product does for people, and it is important for us to put effort into research and prove that these products do make a difference in the lives of people that use them and share them. At the end of the day, it's people that matter most, and ASEA will always be building products that make a difference in people's lives that can be validated by scientific research. Because ASEA takes science seriously, continuous research is paramount. The company has an ongoing commitment to and efficacy of their products, certify them where possible, and further the research that proves the potential and benefits of redox signaling supplementation, both internally and externally. In 2015, ASEA partnered with Bioagiletics Labs, an independent laboratory specializing in bioanalysis, to monitor the quality of our production process and provide scientific validity of the nature of our products. Their team of PhD-level experts validates the existence of redox signaling molecules in the products, establishing the proven potential and value of ASEA's promising and innovative products. This process helps to ensure that every product made is of the highest quality and endorsed scientific effectiveness. In a recent trial conducted by David C. Neiman, Dr. PhFACSM of the Appalachian State University, 106 women consumed 4 ounces of ASEA Redox supplement per day for 90 days. The results show significant results, with study participants experiencing reduced oxidative stress and biomarkers. In particular, they experienced a lowering of the oxidized form of LDL cholesterol, suggesting that ASEA Redox supplement may help reduce oxidative stress and support cardiovascular health. In 2015, ASEA commissioned Stevens and Associates to study the effects of redox signaling on cell turnover and blood flow, with specific emphasis on the skin. Skin cell renewal, the rate at which cells renew, is the essence of anti-aging. Because redox signaling molecules work at the cellular level with messages that signal cell turnover, ASEA commissioned a study that shows the way Renew 28, its topical redox supplement for the skin, can affect the rate of skin cell renewal. Typical skin cell turnover is 28 to 42 days. Study participants experienced a typical turnover time with Renew 28 estimated at 24 days off of normal cell renewal time and showing a 16% faster cell turnover rate. These are the results after only 30 days of Renew 28 use. This study established a baseline for additional cell turnover research on prolonged use and true skin anti-aging from the cellular level. As the largest organ in our body in terms of both surface area and weight, the skin protects the body from the elements, regulates body temperature and fluid balance, and is an organ of sensation. All of these functions require proper blood flow. As the blood flow decreases with age, a number of conditions can arise. In a 2015 research study by Stevens and Associates, the following results were measured on participants' forearms, comparing the arm where the topical redox supplement Renew 28 was applied to control arm. 49% blood flow increased within 15 minutes of the first application, 34% blood flow increased 1 hour post-initial, 35% blood flow increased 3 hours post-initial, and 44% blood flow increased 48 hours into the study. And last but not least, 55% blood flow increase 96 hours into the study. In 2014, ASEA commissioned Dermatest, one of the leading dermatological research companies in the world, to conduct a clinical trial to quantify the skin's response to consistent application of Renew 28. The trial also tested for safety. The Renew 28 earned Dermatest coveted 5-star clinical tested seal, its highest possible commendation. And this goes on. I'm not going to have enough time to finish this, but I do want to say that a lot of people hear the same thing. When somebody gets the big blue bottle in their hand, the first thing they do, especially if they have any kind of health concerns with, say, heart or kidneys or so on, is they look at the ingredients of what's in it. Okay? There's two. Can you say two ingredients? Water, H2O, and sodium chloride. Yes, we sell salt water, but it's not just salt water. It's salt water that has been bioengineered to contain these signaling cells. And for a long time, it was said that this couldn't be done. You can't put these cells in water. You can't put these cells in a solution and have somebody take them like medicine, like a supplement. But then somebody did do it. And the crew that was doing it for a guy by the name of Virtus. And Virtus Norton is the man that made it happen. He quickly got a hold of a bunch of pharmaceutical people. They offered him probably what would be billions of dollars in order to say, here's your redox. You guys can have it. And he would take the billions of dollars. The one problem was that pharmaceutical people said that the 140-some people that were already taking the redox that they had given to people as a test, that all had to disappear. It was zero redox to be out in the human population deal to go through. Virtus and his son thought about it for a very short period of time and said, no, thank you. We think that this product should be out in the people as quickly as possible because of what it does. And that's why they refused what was probably billions, who knows, maybe trillions of dollars, so that the pharmaceutical companies could hide this from humanity and deal it out the way they saw fit.
Yeah, and this technology received a Nobel Prize in Science in 1998. And one of the gentlemen that has worked with ASEA in the past, I'm not sure if he still does, but I know he has in the past, Dr. Gary Samuelson. I think he still does, if I remember right. He was the one that came up with a way to stabilize these molecules so that they have a shelf life. When the process was first discovered, this stuff didn't have a shelf life, like 20 minutes. And now, with the technique that Dr. Samuelson came up with, we are able to offer this to the public. And
yeah, because now it has upwards of 18 months to 2 years worth of shelf life. That the signaling cells stay suspended both in the water and in the gel. And I'm putting this out to friends of mine that I know are concerned about the salt water, the salt in the water. People with kidney problems, people with heart problems, blood pressure problems, and so on. I know for a fact that they have to watch their salt content. My wife, Paula, is a heart patient. She takes heart medication. So if there were dangerous levels of salt in this, it would already be found out by her. And the way you find that out, amazingmolecules.com. That's the best place anybody can go. It's an open site. You can go there. It's virus-free. You don't have to worry about getting any viruses. And watch hundreds of videos and read what's probably hundreds of PDFs on all this information like we've been sharing today, plus a lot more. And you'll find out by doing that study that the amount of salt that's in a quart of this water is the same amount of salt in two average-sized carrots.
But just to be on the safe side, they recommend that you drink plenty of water whenever you're using a redox.
Well, I'll even go as far as to say I highly recommend anybody that has health concerns over taking this supplement, take it to your doctor. Take the information, print out some of the information off the internet, or save the websites and give it to your doctor. You know, let them look it up, let them check it out. Because we have thousands of doctors around the world that are involved with this. PhD doctors, scientists, doctors that are scientists, PhDs, you know, all that. These really smart people. And they know that this product is safe. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on the market. And it has a track record. Over 10 years, it's been marketed. It's being marketed in 39-plus countries. And it's over 150. I've heard the last count was over 180,000 distributors worldwide. So if there was something wrong with it, if it was really messing with somebody that already had some kind of medical problems, I would imagine you'd be able to find that on the internet. What you will find, go to Facebook, Healthy Self on Facebook. It's a group. It's a private group, but if you ask to join, they'll let you join. Healthy Self, ASEA Healthy Self, I think, I guess is the name. And when you get there, it's a testimonial group. And if you notice, there's over 180,000 posts in that testimonial group, which means there's over 180,000 testimonials from people that have found results with these products. Do your homework. That's all I can tell you. We're out of time today. It's KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world. Miss Paula and Royal Cass, and we will talk to you again on Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
Fire on the mountaintop, run till the sun came up. No place I'd ever rather be. Slept below a bed.
Good afternoon, everybody.
No sign of trouble cause, just you and I over the sea.
That's all I can say, man.
When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Oh, don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know. Take me to. Ooh.